Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Marianne Dessart was born and raised in France, went to film school in L.A., and ended up moving to Tucson, Arizona. There, she encountered the Americana rock made by bands like Calexico and Giant Sand. Marianne started collaborating with Calexico frontman Joey Burns, and together, they've created a kind of French Western style. Her story of being between two things, in between two countries, two cultures, is reflected in the title of her debut album, L'Entre-deux. Marianne Dessart and her band are here with us, and they are going to start us off with a live performance of a song called L'Embellie, A Break in the Clouds. Here's Marianne Dessart live on Soundcheck. That is singer Marianne Dessart live in our Soundcheck studio with the band. J.D. Foster playing the bass, an acoustic bass guitar, I should say. Clay Coick playing guitar, Arthur Vint playing the drums, Christian Ravaglioli playing the piano. Marianne, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So the song is called L'Embellie, A Break in the Clouds.
A Break in the Cloud, yeah. It's shortly the story of two people used to be lovers together, married, whatever, however you want to define the relationship, and they lose contact for years and years, and then they just happen to, by chance, run into each other in the street.
So it's got that kind of French chanson ambience to it.
Yeah, it's hard to escape that. I was born
and yet
there.
It's from the American Southwest.
What did you say? Did you say cactus chanson?
People have been referring to it as a cactus cabaret.
Okay.
Does that work for you? Does that?
Sure. I mean, it ends skyscraper rock for sure, you know.
So why write in French when you are living in the States?
Because I'm a little shy. And when it came around to telling my story, I mean, I've been writing lyrics for other people for about 10 years before I wrote for myself. And
in English?
In English or French. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote a song for Hal Gelb in French, which she doesn't speak. So, you know, I'll be accommodating. It's great. I'll be experimental. But when it came to telling my stories, I think it came naturally in French. It's my original language. I think that's probably why. Mm-hmm. Plus, nobody in Tucson or in America could understand what I was talking about. So
there was a comfort level involved for you, yeah. Not just with the language, but with this kind of...
opacity.
Yes. There was that.
The lyrics themselves are actually a little bit opaque, even to French speakers.
So you don't have any trouble... You wouldn't have trouble singing these songs in France to a native-speaking audience?
Nah, it's fine. I'm beyond that now. That was a few years ago when I was just starting.
Okay. So now, if you were to revisit this album and rewrite, you know, write it from the beginning, would some of these songs at least be in English now with a bit more comfort level?
You know, I thought they would be. We started working with Christian Ravioli, who's on piano today. We started working on the new album this summer, and I was all gung-ho and thinking it should be in English. For some reason, abstract reason. But when I sat down with him in Italy in his studio to work on the songs, French came out. Because, I mean, that's where I have fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love writing in English, too. It's a very elastic language, and you can, you know, rock it and roll it around pretty much. But the French, that's still it.
But this record, L'Entre-deux, between two things, for you, this was the songs were a little too personal to just try and put them out there in English. Is that basically?
See, pragmatically, I mean, to begin with, L'Entre-deux, I wasn't really thinking about me with that perspective of like, oh yeah, it's between two cultures, two languages. No, it was basically I'm stuck between two lovers. So I was like, okay, do I tell my stories? I mean, this is like personal stuff.
Right.
So
you did, but not really, is the way you've answered that question.
Yeah, that's the way I wrote the lyrics.
Now, you've written lyrics, as you say, for many other people, and started writing these songs with Calexico's Joey Burns.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, how would that... You would write the lyrics, and then he would write the music?
Yeah, that's how it started. I mean, he started the whole thing by basically telling me, hey, we should do an album together. I'm like, okay. You know, when somebody like that says that, you have to take it seriously. Because he knows, if he trusts me, I can trust myself. That's kind of how it started the game. And then, you know, I just hauled up in a room and then basically brought him the lyrics 2 weeks later. And it's like, all right, you're on.
Had you heard any, had he given you any musical ideas before you started writing? Or was this all starting from the words?
Yeah, it started with the words. But I also gave him a compilation CD with the songs, such as Nina Simone or Nick Drake. Or for each lyric, there was a song attached to it that I brought to Joe and I said, you know, this is informing what I mean here.
Wow.
Something in the dramatic progression of a Nina Simone song covering Jacques Brel that informs that song, or, you know, things like that, just little hints.
So that he knew, this is my Nick Drake song.
Yeah, this is a Nick Drake. I'm trying to be Nick Drakey here.
Now, you also sang with Calexico on the Ballad of Cable Hogue.
Mm-hmm.
How different a song, how different a musical experience is that, where you just walk in and just sing somebody else's thing?
It was very different because I had half of the song to worry about. And I had Joey to cue me in. And when I started singing with him, I had no stage experience at all. So Joey was really smart in asking me to just kind of speak through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't try to sing, just like be there. And I did that. And that's always a lesson I try to remember. It's basically, you know, don't push anything. It's just, if the only thing you know how to do is speak, just speak it.
But Joey Burns heard something and he decided to push you in this direction to make the album, write the songs.
Yep.
Had you done, this is your debut album. You'd been doing film before that, right?
I was doing films and then I was writing lyrics and I was very happy being in the background.
So What brought you to Tucson, to the Southwest in the first place?
Well, originally, my father got a job in Phoenix, Arizona. So I was there, and then I moved to LA to do film school. And then I wanted at some point to do a film on Giant Sand, because I had...
The band, Giant Sand.
Yeah. So I did that.
Why them?
You know, I asked myself that question, of course, years afterwards. I mean, when you do it, you just do it. And the American way, it's like, ask questions later, you know, just do it. The reverse of the European way in some way. I think I was already very fascinated by the way Howe was spinning lyrics and words. And these songs, if you listen to it at first, if you're not used to the Howe Gelb lingo, doesn't make any sense. You're listening to this poetry and going, interesting. And then when you get really into it, it's like there's he plays with sonorities and sounds. He's such a joker. It's hilarious. It's very, it touches me. I mean, as far as lyrics, it's fantastic. So I think probably being, when you do a documentary, you have to be obsessed and you have to be listening to the songs over and over again when you edit. And then you really get into that frame of mind and try to figure out from the inside how it's all holding together.
Wow. So you sort of found yourself inside the songwriting process in a strange way through the making of this documentary.
Yeah, it helped a lot. I mean, Howe Gelb is a major reference in terms of music and life.
And his band Giant Sand. We're speaking with Marianne Desar. She and the band are playing at Joe's Pub on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Actually, you're playing as a special guest of the Lost Fingers there.
Yes.
And then Delancey's on Monday night at 9 o'clock. The album's called L'Entre-deux. And you want to do Le Jour de l'Anniversaire next?
Le Jour de l'Anniversaire, yeah. It's a song that Christian composed. It's going to be on the next album.
So this is new?
Yeah, this is new. It's a world premiere.
Very good. The first of a couple of songs that Marianne Desar and the band are going to perform for us live here in our Soundcheck studio, the Indiana song to follow that. But first, here it is, the day of the anniversary, Le Jour de l'Anniversaire.
Te trouver là. Ouais, non, je sais pas trop quoi dire en fait. Ouais, ça va, ouais. Enfin, ça pourrait aller mieux. Excuse-moi, je sais pas trop quoi dire. Te voir. Voilà. La tête en sang, je pleurais, étourdi, aveuglé, un coup de bâton par
derrière le soir de l'anniversaire. Mais non, 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 j'y crois pas. Je t'aime encore, ça doit être ça. Ça fait mal, n'approche pas. Mais dis-moi, toi, tu penses encore à moi?
Parce que tu sais, en fait, moi je crois que... Enfin bon. Et toi, ta famille, ça va? Enfin, si tu veux, on peut aller boire un verre. Finir comme ça.
That's Marianne Dessart and a song called Le Jour de l'Anniversaire. And Marianne, I think if we hurry, we might be able to fit in the Indiana song
as
well.
Oh man, let's do it now.
Is this also a new one?
No, that's from the album.
From the record.
From L'Entre-deux.
From
okay.
L'Entre-deux. Okay,
all
once
right.
Again, here's Marianne Dessart and the band live on Soundcheck.
Notre scène, un square d'Indiana, sans hasard, sans croire qu'il y en a. Tête à tête et les pieds dans les feuilles. N'est-ce pas qu'on est bon comédien et qu'ici on est tous des Indiens. On s'aime bien, ça ne se dit pas. On est en guerre, ça ne se voit pas. Jamais plus, non, je ne serai ça. Je le jure en m'éloignant du square, du square.
Out here in our Soundcheck studio, Marianne Dessart and the Indiana song, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Monday, facing the final curtain, we'll look at what musicians do when they know their time is almost up, and a live performance from the rising singer-songwriter Diane Birch. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Seher Ahmed and Martin Sulkow. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend. Be with us Monday for the next Soundcheck.